Sandy exposed the city's vulnerability to flooding just as development along the water's edge has been booming. Waterfront parks are part of that growth, and they could have a unique advantage helping the city deal with rising waters. WNYC's Caitlin Kim went with Bloomberg News architecture critic James Russell for an on-site tour of three waterfront parks, two in the process of development and one that's opened.
If you look down from the promenade at Brooklyn Heights, you would just have seen warehouses a few years ago.
James Russell has become something of a connoisseur when it comes to views. And what's caught his eye is the one offered from Brooklyn's newest park.
And we're at Brooklyn Bridge Park, just below the Brooklyn Bridge on the East River, looking at a really transformative park in the city.
The park, with its paved waterfront walkways, man-made gullies and rises, and even a little salt marsh, is one of a growing number of waterfront parks and esplanades in development in Brooklyn and Queens. Russell, who's written the book The Agile City, which looks at building and design in the era of climate change, says the park takes into account rain and runoff while also preserving some of the neighborhood's industrial past. Steel frames on piers that set off tennis courts or soccer fields are echoes of the warehouses that once sat upon them. But what's really made this park transformative for Russell is the access.
People in Brooklyn and Queens just did not have access to the river at all, or little street ends. That was about it. And these parks and esplanades really open up all kinds of vistas and recreational opportunities that just had not existed. They were really walled off by industry.
The Bloomberg administration has rezoned many industrial areas along the waterfront, and the idea of developing parks along the water's edge has become more topical since Sandy.
There's a lot of people who are really afraid of developing near the water because of, you know, issues like Hurricane Sandy and rising waters. But I do think I've seen places very specifically designed to handle flooding and to handle rising waters, and I think that these places can be made to do that too.
A few miles to the north, a former industrial site is poised to become an esplanade.
We're now on the site of what's called the Domino Sugar Site because it's a huge former sugar refining plant.
It's slated for mixed-use development by the company Two Trees. While the esplanade will have more concrete than grass, there are plans for a floating pool and get-downs, which, as it turns out, have nothing to do with funky dance moves, but are places where people can literally get down and touch the water, if they want. And there are plans to incorporate some flavor of the old site.
I actually like these little angled bridges which were connecting processing plants, but I have a feeling they are not going to survive into the new plan. But they are going to keep these really spectacular loading gantries that were about loading the sugar onto the ships and unloading supplies.
Redevelopment is not without its detractors. Issues from gentrification, cost, blocking of views accompany any and all projects. Russell, for one, doesn't want to see all esplanades along the river or all buildings. He likes a mix, the mix of old and new, urban and wild. That's what makes these waterfront parks interesting to him. At Hunters Point South Park in Queens, construction crews are working to open the first phase by May 15th. It's an example of the mix he seeks. When finished, there'll be a big oval lawn, dog runs, a playground, a ferry landing, and it can take flooding.
Actually, this whole esplanade, in theory, can be flooded and not be seriously damaged. So there's going to be a lot more sensitivity to that kind of thing, I think, in upcoming parks. But also the idea that the public can share a place that's also used for flood control or handling rising waters, that is going to become a bigger issue.
These parks are historic, Russell says, because they deal with the realities of being along the East River while still opening up the waterfront in new ways for the public.
Water is just alluring no matter what, and people are really drawn to it. And this is a park that has what are called get-downs, and I think those are really important. It's also a different way to get in touch with nature and just to be able to blow off steam.
And, as any view connoisseur will tell you, it's a great place to watch the sun set and the city light up. For WNYC, I'm Caitlin Kim.